you're holding that the Yud Beis on the Beis on top, that Rav Sheshes Kikora, when Rav Sheshes used to bow down, Kora Kichizra, he would bow down like a reed. And Kikazok, if he would stand up again, Zok Kichyura, he would raise himself like a snake. Rashi said, Kichyuzim min Shevet Biyadodom v'choyta kapi matu v'asachas. When he bowed down, it's like a reed in a person's hand. He bowed down in one shot. And when Zokov would stand up again, like a snake, Rashi says, Benachas, slowly, Roisha Tchil's head would pick up first, Vyachkar than his body. Shlatira Kriyosalov Kumas, it shouldn't look like it was hard for him to bow down. That's what Rashi just said in Moedim. Talimor says, V'omar Rabba Bar Chinano, Saba Mishmei the Rav. Chinano, the older one, said in the name of Rav, that Kol Hashana Kulu, the whole year, how do we daven Shemoneh Esrei? Ode Mispar Lo Kel HaKadosh. We end the third bracha, we say Lo Kel HaKadosh, where we say it. And then in the middle we say Melech Oyer Tzedako Mishpat. It means in the bracha of Hashiva Shevtein Chvar Rishayno, we end off Melech Oyer Tzedako Mishpat. Mora says the Chutz Niasor Yom Shebein Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippurim, excluding these 10 days that starts from Rosh Hashanah and ends on Yom Kippur, Shemispalal HaMelech HaKodesh. In the third bracha, instead of saying HaKel HaKodesh, we have to say HaMelech HaKodesh. And also in bracha Vashivam, we have to say VihaMelech HaMishpat. That's halacha, where we do it. For Reb Lezon Glazer says, Afilu Amo HaKel HaKodesh Yotzi. He also knows, even if a person would make a mistake and say HaKel HaKodesh during the Asaros Yomim, Asaros Shemeshuva, still you would be Yotzi. Shem the Apostle says, Vayigba Hashem Tzavokos Bamishpat, Puyokir HaKodesh Nikdash Pitzdoko. So see the Apostle says, Okir HaKodesh. And we dash in aimless side, when is it considered Vayigba Hashem Tzavokos Bamishpat? When is the Kodesh Baruch Hu raised like a Mishpat at the time of his judgment? We have to say, Elu, these are Asor Yom, these 10 days. Shem Rosh Hashanah Aviyad Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. Or come until the Apostle says, Okir HaKodesh. That you could say, Okir HaKodesh. That's the shita of Reb Elezer. Morris says, Mehevelo, what's the masculine, what's the halacha? To behold ye yotze if you say HaKel HaKodesh or not. Some Reb Yosef Yosef says, HaKel HaKodesh or Melech HaKodesh Mishpat. You also would be yotze. Ravam Rava says, no, HaMelech HaKodesh, we have to say HaMelech HaKodesh, and the HaMelech HaMishpat. V'yichos HaKarabba, means Rabba, Rabba says this, and that's halacha like Rabba. Therefore, we know the halacha is, that by HaKel HaKodesh, if by mistake during the Asaros Yom, somebody said HaKel HaKodesh, instead of HaMelech HaKodesh, he has to say Shemoneh Esrei over again. However, by the bracha of HaShiva, even though Lechilu was supposed to say HaMelech HaMishpat, but still here we pass them, somebody by mistake said Melech HaYitzadok HaMishpat, also he's Yoitzam. Because the Maisa, you're saying the word Melech and Mishpat in this also. Just the Lechilu is supposed to just say HaMelech HaMishpat. David Moore says, the Yomer Rabba Bachinano, Saba, the older one. Mishmei the Rabba, again, the name of Rab. It's a memory over again, another memory. That called She'ef Shalor Levakish Rachma Machaveroi. Whoever has the possibility to daven for his friend is in sorrow, his friend is sick. The Yenim of Akish, who did not daven to Hashem for him, is Nikra Choyta, for that alone you call the Choyta. It's a terrible chet that Yechaver is in tzoros and tzar, and you don't daven for him. Shneim the Apostle says in Shmuel, Gam anoichi chalilu li mechatzoy la'ashem, mechadol lispar lo biyadchem. Chas v'shom, it shouldn't be considered a sin for me if I did not daven for you. So you see, if you did not daven for somebody, it's considered a chet. The Yom HaRov and Rov says, in Tamachochem, if this person is a Tamachochem, that's sick, then tzorach sheyich la'atzmi olov. But you have to daven to Hashem so much that even you yourself become like sick. You yourself become ill from either feeling bad about Yechavra or davening, for davening so much. So sheyich la'atzmi olov, my time, what's the reason? You let me, if you want to tell me, Mishum, the Apostle says in Shmuel, v'yein choylo mikem olai, like at time is, nobody's, none of you are sick because of me. Mashmah, they should have been sick upon it because of him. V'yengoyles oznai, and nobody's listening. Samara says, v'dilma meloshani, they were talking about, shol, so maybe it's different, maybe for the melech it's different, maybe for the melech you have to daven, and people have to get sick for him. What's the right for a regular person? Elamayach, when this prosik, v'ani b'chaloysam levushi. Means it says in the pasuk over there that when they were sick, he made himself a fast, and he put himself at the tzar, and he davened very much. So you see, he's supposed to be like Yichlatzmoy, to daven to Hashem for Yichaver, especially if Yichaver is a Talmud Chochem. And Rashi says, Yassin, Talmud Chochem, v'tzoruch l'rachmim. And that person, that Talmud Chochem, these rachmim, is tzoruch sheyichlatzmolov. Im Talmud Chochem, v'zesh, tzoruch l'rachmim, tzoruch sheyichlachaver atzmolov. Says Bechaloisom, so David like was becoming sick because he had a bit sick because they were sick. It bothered him so much that he also became sick. Now again, the Yomar Rabo Bachinino, Saba the older one, Mishmer the Rabbi name of Rav. That Koloi said Varaveru Umizbaish, somebody that does not vary, doesn't sin. Umizbaish lady feels bad about it, he feels bad, he's embarrassed about it. His beligoy, he's embarrassed. So Lachar is Moichel Na'al Kol Avonais of the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Moichel forgives him for all those avirus. That's the sign of tshuva, to have embarrassment, to feel bad what you did. Shneimer brings around the post, it says in Yecheskel, L'man Tiskeri V'Avoishti, they should remember the way I had embarrassment, V'lo Yilochoy Pischem Peh, you should not be able to open the mouth up against me anymore, Mefnei Kli Masecho, because you were embarrassed. V'Kapri L'chol, L'chol Asher Vasis Mi'um Hashem Lekim, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu was meichel them for their avarice. You see, since they were embarrassed, Hashem was meichel them. Smor says, no, Dil Metziv B'Shani, there was a deceiver. It's maybe it's Chus HaTziver is that way. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is meichel the tziver. If the tziver feels bad, has busha. But maybe by Yoch it's not that way. Smor says, El Meoch, I'll bring you proof from this postik. It says a postik in Shmuel, that by Yoimesh Shmuel El Shol, that Shmuel said to Shaul, Lo Mohorag Satani Lahalois Oisi. Like when Shaul was in a problem, he didn't have anybody to ask, so he went to the Oiv there, the Baal Oiv, to the Isha, and he had to bring up Shmuel. And when he brought up Shmuel, Shmuel was angry and said, what do you bring me up for? For Yoimash Shaul and Shaul said, I'm in problems right now. Well, Plishtim, the Chumabi, the Plishtim are fighting against me. For Hashem saw me, Hashem went away from me. Leononi doesn't answer me. I daven to Hashem, and Hashem doesn't answer me. Leononi oid, gam b'chaleimus, gam b'chaleimus, v'ekru l'cho, and I tried by the Nevi'im and the Chaleimus, nobody helped me. Therefore, v'ekru l'cho, I'm calling to you, Lord Yeni, to help me out, to know whether I'll have Hatzlocha or not, will I win this Mechom or not. Moesa, what should I do? So that's what Shaul said to Shmuel. But the Gemara says, v'ilu urm v'tumim lo'komar. It does not say that Shaul asked from the Urim Tumim first if we be Masliach or not. Why not? See, the answer is because Shaul was embarrassed what he did. Mishum dekat le'lenoiv irakanim. Because Shaul killed out on Noiv, the city of all the Kanim. And therefore he felt bad to go to ask the Urim Tumim was one of the boys why the Kanim. So you see, since he was embarrassed, therefore he had a Mechila. But the question is though still, Uminayim the Yachilulay min Shemayim. How do we know that Kodesh Baruch Hu min Shemayim from Shemayim they were Moichlim, they forgave him? Shnei the Apostle says that by Yomer Shmuel Ashol that Shmuel said back to Shor Shino, O Mocher Ato Vinchimi, tomorrow you and your children will be with me. What does it mean? Tomorrow means you're going to be nice tomorrow. But it says Lashon of Imi with me, and we dashin for Yomer Rav Yechon. What meant to say was Imi the Mechitzas will be my Mechitzas. So that's the rather Kodesh Baruch Hu was Meichel Shmuel. Meichel Shaul. You see, since he felt dead, that's the Raya, they were Meichelim. The other one says, Rabbonin, I'm Rabbonin, say Mihochim Nisposik. Rabbonin, Sarvri, Mihochim, Shemin, and Dechibu. How do we know that Kodesh Baruch Hu was Meichel Shaul from Nisposik? Says the Posik in Shmuel, for Hekanum Lashem, hung him up. Begivor Shaul, Bechir Hashem, the Bechir Hashem. So Yotz Basko came out the Yom and said, "Bichir Hashem, that Shaul is considered the chosen one of Hashem, meaning that he had a mechila. Like Kodesh Baruch was mechilim on the chet of killing out the ear of Noiv Akhanim. Since now he was embarrassed about it." The other Gemara says, "Omer Bahua Bazutrisi, Omer Rav Yehuda Bazvidom, that the Bikshu Lekvoya Pashas Bolot Bekrishma." Chazal wanted to make a tekona that when we say Krishma every day, we should also put in there Parshas Abolak. We'll soon see why. But the Gemara says, "Umifnei ma loy kavu." How come they were not kaveya? We know we do not say Parshas Bolak. during Krishma. Mishum Torah Tziba would be too much of a bother for the Tziba to do it. But otherwise it would have been in place to say Parshas Bullock during Krishma. The question is my time, what's the reason, what's the have mean, why? Elaim, if you want to tell me Mishum Nesir, because the Pasuk says the Chsiv Bo, it says in the Parsha of Bullock. Ke'el Moitziyim in Mitzrayim, because Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, and we know in the meaning of Krishma, it's Al-Sech Atiyas Mitzrayim, it's Vos Yisso, Lema Parshas Ribis, or Parshas Mishkolas. There are a lot of Parshas in the Torah, Parshas are not taking Ribis, interest, Vos Mishkolas, to have the right weights, to weigh things right. Te'chsibim, and here in the Parsha it says, Yisiyas Mitzrayim, so why Dafka the Parsha Bullock? El Rado Omer Reb Yisi Bar Avin, Mishum the Sibbuk, it says like this. The Sibbuk High Cross says this passing in Pashas Bullock that Korah, Shoch of Korea, they went down to go to sleep like a lion, or Cholavi Mi Kemenu, and they wake up like a lovey, like a young lion. Rashi says Korah, Shoch means a domi, Lebeshich, Shoch Becho, Ovu Kumecho, Shach, Korah, Shboch, Shem Rain, or Korah, Shboch watches us, Bishoch Vain, when we go to sleep, or Kemenu, when we wake up. Lishchoy shalovim shkedim kariach lovi, like we sleep nice and peaceful like a lion. So therefore, since Krishma is also b'zman shchiva, b'zman kiva, that's why it would have been fit to say a Parshas Bullock. For the Gemara, so why don't we say it? Because the Torah Tzibah says so much. For the Gemara, so for lay mahay psukah v'sula, let's just say this pasuk and not more. And this wouldn't be such a terrible, this wouldn't be such a bother. So Gemara says no. Gemiri, the cloud is, we learned like this. That called parsha de poska Moshe Rabbeinu paskinen means a parsha means a posik in the Torah that Moshe divided to make it into a posik. We could say just that one posik, but the loy poska Moshe Rabbeinu Moshe did not make it into psukim loy paskinen. We cannot divide it up. Smash mir. This parsha is not this posik here. Korah shachav kariach levi mikamenu is not one posik by itself. So therefore, we can't just say this part, we have to say the whole pasuk, and that's really too much of a terech. For the Gemara, so, Pashas Tzitzis Mufnei Makavu, how come Chazal was clear to say the third Pasha, Mashma the Midiraisa, you could be Yaitu Krishna with the first two Pashas, like we spoke about Ashitas before. So how come Chazal was clear to say the third Pasha of Tzitzis? Tzmarin says, Om Reb Yudah Bar Chaviva, Mufnei Shiyesh Po Chamisha Dvorim. There are five things in the last third parsha of Krishma, that's why we say it. First of all, there's Mr. Sitzus there, Schatim Rishon Moisai. Then there's Inyan of Tias Mitzrayim. Then there's Inyan of Oil Mitzvahs, to Mechal upon himself to do the Oil Mitzvahs. Rashi says, we say the Pasuk of Yasisem as Kol Mitzvahsai. And then there's also the Das Minim, to stay away from bad thoughts, Das Minim. Rashi says, Minim here means people that change around the words of the Torah, le midrash toyis, to make it into a mistake, to dash in the wrong way with excuses, or else hira avera, stay away from znus, or else the hira avodah zara, stay away from thinking about avodah zara. So these five dinyanim, that's why we say the parasha of Tzitzis, the third parasha of Krishma. Now the Gemara says, let's see, bishleim hanitlos, the first ones before shinan. All mitzvahs are clearly the chsiv, urisa moisah, schatim is called mitzvahs Hashem. Tzitzis the chsiv, we also learn tzitzis. Yitzias mitzrayim the chsiv, asharasaisi asamayas mitzrayim. Elodas minim, but the last three, hiru avero, hiru avodizor, we know these three. The Tanya will learn like this. When the Pasuk says, loisasur achre levavchem zuminis, do not go after this minis, to dash in the Torah the wrong way. V'chein Wem is also a pasuk that says, Oma novo beliboy, this fool said in his heart, Ein Elohim, there's no Hashem, he doesn't believe in Hashem. Shash v'enucho novel, who's called a novel? Men ahoyfech divri lakim chayim, it changes around the words of Hashem. Then when the pasuk says, Achrei einechem, don't go after your eyes, Zehir avera, don't look after znus. Now come to think about it. Shem the pasuk says, V'yoyim eshimshim elovid, Shimshim sent his father, Oisa kachli, this one I want to take for a wife, ki yishara beinai, because she's good in my eyes. Does he want after his eyes? Then the Pasuk says, atem zoinim, zehira avodah zara, v'cheinu weimer, v'yiznu achri abom, they went after the bone method of avodah zara. So Kitta, that's what the third parasha said in Krishma. Tosis speaks out, v'ikshu l'kvoye parashas bolig v'parashas Krishma, so he says, Yisub Yishalmi, that the Yisun Gilma Parshas, our three Parshas we have, Shetiknu b'krishma lefi shebohen aseras adibris. In these three parshas you find the aseras adibris. Vayin boi v'tim sakril. That's why the Masak is this and not more. Now really the Mashor raised the question here that we say that it is five, that we have five vinyonim in this last parsha, and really the Gemara counts a cheshvin of six. So how do we have only five? He says, Sontak anagurus minus, to take out the word minus. Please tell me, even according to our girsa, there is a chilik between minus and avodah zarah, that he wants to say minus means somebody that's kofer in the metzias of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's called minus. The Bible says, all my novel believer, any lakim, there's no Hashem at all. And avodah zarah, the pshat is there, not that you think there's no Hashem, but your mishtatev shem shemaim v'dov racher. You say there is Hashem, just he has a shutef. So both are also, so there are two separate things. So how come we only say five and then we count six? So Mashiach would say it's a lema. The period said the hero of Avera, the hero of Avodah Zarah, Choshev Tichado. That the Jemaharu after Avodah Zarah, or as Maharu after Znus, they're both Nichlon the same thing. They're both Nichlon the hero of Avera. Now the famous Mishnah says, Maskiru Nitzias Mitzrayim Belelus. There's a mitzvah to be masked to remember Nitzias Mitzrayim every night. Omer Abloza Ben Azayah. I was only like 70 years old, even though really he was only 18 years old. And we'll see the Meister became older that night. So he's like 70, because the Neshama of Shmuel HaNavi came into him. And Shmuel HaNavi was Nifter at 52. So 18 and 52 is 70. He says, Harei ani kiven shim shana. And still, v'loi zachisa shetiyam yitiyas Mitzrayim leilus. He wasn't zeicha to have the drosha to say there's a chiyuv to say yitiyas Mitzrayim at night time. Ashadoshe ben Zoyma, till ben Zoyma came longer made a Joshua. Shinyam, the apostle says like this, Laman, Tiskaras Yem Tseschon Yemats Mitzrayim, Kol Yemecha Yechem. So what's the lotion of Kol? So he does not this, Yemecha Yechem means a Yom. Every single day there's a Mitzvah to be masked to remember the Tis Mitzrayim. When the apostle says, Kol Yemecha Yechem means Halelos, that even at night time is a special Chiev, at night also to be masked to Tis Mitzrayim. The Chacham and the Chacham say Yemecha Yechem means Olam Hazeh. In this world, you have a chiyuv to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. Kol when it says Kol Yemecha Yechem is Lahavi Lemaisa Mashiach. Even Yemaisa Mashiach, there will also be a chiyuv to be masked Yitzias Mitzrayim. So Rashi says here that Maskiun Yitzias Mitzrayim Baleilos. Rashi learns a mispasht. This is the third parsha in Shema, B'Kriyishma. And Rashi says the real, because really the Alpha P Shein Lailas Matzis, even though at night time is not as man of Tzitzis, how can we say it? Still we say it to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. Now the Gemara says, Tanya would learn like this, Omer lehen ben Zoyim lechom, ben Zoyim sabat lechomim, v'chi maskirin Yitzias Mitzrayim l'maisa Mashiach. That is really the main reason why ben Zoyim argues on lechomim. That they darshan ko yimecha yechom means lo v'di maisa Mashiach. And ben Zoyim holds, no, Yemaisa Mashiach, you're not going to mention any more Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's his question. For like for Nehemiah, the apostle that says in Yimio, he na yom and boim come days, new Masham Hashem says, for lo yom and they won't say anymore, chay Hashem Asher hel es b'nei yisom yeretz Mitzrayim, that they won't say anymore. But rather, ki yim, chay Hashem, Hashem shall live, Asher hel, that he took us up, for Asher hevi is Zerai, based Yisrael, meretz svoin, and mechol ha-rotzes, Asher edachtem shom, that they talk about Yitzias, about the third Yitzia, by Yemaisa Mashiach. So Mashmu, we're not going to mention any more Yitzias Mitzrayim. So because of this, Ben Zoyim Adashim, the apostle says, Kol Yimecha Yecho, it means Lohavi Ulkol Aleilois. That's Ben Zoyim's Rosh, and night time you have to say Yitzias Mitzrayim. So on this, the Chum said back, no. Omru Loi, the Chum said back to Ben Zoyim, Omru Loi, Loi Shetiak Yitzias Mitzrayim Memkayim. The apostle doesn't mean to say that there's no more mitzvah to be masker Yitzias Mitzrayim after Yimecha Mashiach. El around it's like this. Shitei Shibud Mach Yisrika. The Yikra will mention then, we'll talk about is Yimaisa Mashiach. But Yitzias Mitzrayim Tfeil Loi, it still be the Bitov will be secondary to it. But still you'll have the Mitzvah. So therefore the Chom Darshin, Kol Yimech Yech means Lov Yimaisa Mashiach. And it could be, according to Chomin, there's no Mitzvah to be masked Yitzias Mitzrayim Balayla, could be. But still we pass the Lachl, like Ben Zoyma, that there is a Mitzvah to be masked every night. Ki Yoitza Boi, similar to this we say,